Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hey, can I just chat with you for a second? I know there are some of you out there who have a vision for what you'd like your life to look like, but you're just not exactly sure how to take the steps to make it into a reality. And sometimes you just need somebody to brainstorm with you and collaborate on how to make your goals happen. I'd like to be that person for you. That's why I'm offering one-on-one calls. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Kind of a mouthful, but again, that's Calendly, calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Here you can set up a 30-minute or a 60-minute strategizing session. If you're looking for a sign to change your life, this is it. And I would absolutely love to be the person to help you get there. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Hey guys, today's episode is coming from the heart. This is something that has been crossing my own mind for quite some time now, and I know that a lot of you are privately struggling or worrying about this as well. It's probably going to be a short and sweet episode, but in respect to Mother's Day, today's episode is for all of those women who find themselves on the outside of the holiday. And, you know, this is not to knock the mothers in my life or the mothers that are out there. You are beautiful, amazing women. And honestly, I don't know how you do it sometimes to juggle as many things as you do. So kudos to you. Personally, I am 30 years old and I still do not know whether or not I want to have children. I honestly go back and forth about the decision. Anytime I reflect on it, my opinion changes. But I recently had somebody in my very inner circle, and I'm not going to say who exactly, but somebody who I really cherish and really means a lot to me, said something a little cutting. She said that I am running out of time to have children, and that should be my focus. And this was a tough love comment, and it was a hurtful comment. I understand that I'm getting older and that my body is changing and that I do not have as many healthy eggs in my uterus as I used to, but that doesn't mean that it's not possible for me, and that doesn't mean that I do not have the tools and the resources to get help if it is in fact true that I've ran out of time. In a perfect world, I would actually adopt my little sponsor boy in Uganda. His name is Malachi. When I saw his photo, I fell head over heels in love with him. But number one, he has a serious medical condition, and I, as a single mother, do not think that would be the best lifestyle for him if he were to come with me and I would have to bust my ass to get his hospital and medications paid for. Second of all, Uganda doesn't even allow for the option. So they allow for single parents to adopt, but you must be the same sex of the child you want to raise. So as a woman, I would need to come in with a very strong cause as to why I deserve to be a mother to this little boy. And you know, it's just kind of like a pipe dream for right now. You know, maybe someday if the stars align and he's still needing a loving home, it'll be my boy. But it's another option. I know a handful of people that have internationally adopted. I actually did an episode on this. One of my friends, Amanda, was struggling with infertility, and she chose to adopt a little girl from China, and she is overwhelmingly blessed and in love with her daughter. And it's so fun to see how much Adelaide has adjusted and is just thriving in her new home. So adoption is always an option. And I just have to admit that the comment and the conversation was still a tough pill to swallow. I didn't really need to hear that I'm running out of time to have children, because I know. And I'm a bit discouraged that I'm 30 and a single Pringle and not in any sort of fast-moving relationship that would allow for me to have children right away. So I wanted to just kind of reflect on how I processed that and how I hope that you will do the same. First of all, like I said, there are options. I can adopt a child. I have also just recently pursued working with a fertility clinic to just assess how I'm doing and take a look at my egg count to see if freezing would be a good idea. Egg freezing is not cheap and it's not an easy procedure, but it is something that is an option. And if I just find a way to make it happen, then I will. Another thing is that even though I'm not technically a mother, I did not carry a child in my womb, or I didn't sign a document that legally binds a child to me, I very much feel maternal. And I feel very much involved in the lives of my godson and in the lives of my other best friend's children, and just always getting constant updates from them and always sending them postcards and little gifts and everything. And I'm very happy to announce that my sister is about 7 months pregnant now, and I'll be finding out this weekend. So by the time this episode airs, I will know whether or not I'm having a niece or nephew, which is very exciting. And I know the names already as well, so I'm like really, really excited now. But yeah, I just wanted to make this episode to anyone who feels like they have a black mark on their back on Mother's Day. You know, maybe you're single and career driven. Maybe you are going through IVF. Maybe you have decided that you never want children, period. Maybe you are struggling, or you have recently experienced a miscarriage. And in that scenario, my heart is with you so, so much. I can't even imagine the pain of that experience until I go through it myself, which obviously I don't want to happen, but you never know. God works in mysterious ways sometimes. So I just wanted to make this episode just to reflect on my own thoughts and to kind of just stand in solidarity with anyone else who just feels a little down when it comes to Mother or Father's Day. Men privately struggle with their own issues as far as, you know, infertility on their end, or just feeling like they want children but they haven't found the perfect woman yet. Be brave and just know that everything happens for a reason. Everything happens in perfect timing, and there are options. You have plenty of time, regardless of the comment that was made to me. You have plenty of time to live your life according to what feels right for you. And just know that if you take this time to be a little selfish, travel, build your business, get another education, try something new, do all of these things, get it out of your system so that when you have your precious little one, they can be your soul, heart, and focus. Not saying that if you are a mother or father and you are, you know, studying or switching jobs or traveling, that doesn't make you a bad parent. That's not what I'm saying. But I just want you to know that your life is defined by your own rules, and you need to have the courage to push through and trust your timing and trust your process, regardless of the shit that other people throw at you. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of valuing yourself and you are worthy of healthy, happy mindset, no matter what. So I'm with you. Happy Mother's Day to everyone who is celebrating, and happy Mother's Day to the aunts, the godparents, the best friends who have kids. All of you, know that you are enough, whatever you are. And I'll talk to you on Friday.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram @DavinaFaust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.